Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most frequently tested topics in the entire specification, fractions, decimals, and percentages, or FDP for short. Whether you're sitting a foundation or higher paper, I can guarantee you will see this topic come up. So let's make sure you're completely confident with it. Grab a pen and paper, because some of this you'll want to jot down. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how fractions, decimals, and percentages relate to each other, how to convert between them fluently, how to use percentage multipliers like a pro, and, if you're aiming for the higher grades, how to convert recurring decimals into fractions. We'll also go through the most common mistakes candidates make in the exam, and I'll give you a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. Fractions, decimals, and percentages are all just different ways of expressing the same thing, a part of a whole. Think of a pizza cut into four equal slices. If you eat three slices, you've eaten 3/4 of the pizza. That's 3/4 as a fraction. As a decimal, that's 0.75. And as a percentage, that's 75%. Same amount of pizza, three different ways of saying it. That's the heart of this topic. Now, the key skill examiner's test first is conversion. You need to be able to move fluently between all three forms. To convert a fraction to a decimal, you divide the numerator, that's the top number, by the denominator, the bottom number. So 3 divided by 4 gives you 0.75. To convert a decimal to a percentage, you multiply by 100. So 0.75 times 100 equals 75%. To go the other way, percentage to decimal, you divide by 100. So 75% divided by 100 is 0.75. And to convert a percentage to a fraction, you write the percentage over 100 and then simplify. 75 over 100 simplifies to 3/4 because both 75 and 100 share a common factor of 25. Here's a really important tip. There are certain FDP equivalents you should just know off by heart. These come up constantly. Let me run through the key ones. 1/2 equals 0.5 equals 50%. 1/4 equals 0.25 equals 25%. 3/4 equals 0.75 equals 75%. 1/3 equals 0.3. Recurring equals 33.3 recurring percent. 2/3 equals 0.6. Recurring equals 66.6 recurring percent. 1/5 equals 0.2 equals 20%. 1/10 equals 0.1 equals 10%. 1/8 equals 0.125 equals 12.5%. I'd strongly recommend making flashcards for these. Knowing them instantly saves you precious time in the exam. Now let's talk about ordering mixed types. Examiners love to give you a list like 3/5, 0.58, 62%, and ask you to put them in order. The trick here is to convert everything to the same form first. Decimals are usually easiest. 3/5 is 0.6. 0.58 stays as it is. 62% becomes 0.62. So the order from smallest to largest is 0.58, 62%, then 3/5. Candidates who try to compare them in different forms almost always make errors. Convert first, compare second. Next up, calculating fractions of quantities. This is straightforward, but candidates often lose marks by rushing. To find 3/4 of 240, you divide by the denominator first. 240 divided by 4 is 60, then multiply by the numerator. 60 times 3 is 180. Always divide first, then multiply. That order matters. Now here's where things get really powerful for your exam performance. Percentage multipliers. Instead of calculating a percentage and then adding or subtracting it, you can do the whole thing in one step using a multiplier. If you want to increase something by 20%, the multiplier is 1.2. Why? Because you're keeping the original 100%, that's the 1, and adding 20%, that's the 0.2. 1 plus 0.2 equals 1.2. If you want to decrease something by 15%, the multiplier is 0.85. You're keeping 100% and removing 15%. 1 minus 0.15 equals 0.85. So if a jacket costs 80 pounds and there's a 30% discount, the multiplier is 0.7. 80 times 0.7 equals 56 pounds. One calculation, done. This is so much faster than the traditional method of finding 30% of 80, which is 24. and then subtracting. Both methods get the right answer, but in a timed exam, multipliers are your best friend. For repeated percentage change like compound interest, multipliers are essential. If you invest £500 at 4% interest per year for 3 years, the calculation is 500 times 1.04 to the power of 3. That gives you £562.43. You cannot do this efficiently without a multiplier. Higher tier content now, recurring decimals and fractions. Some decimals go on forever with a repeating pattern. 0.3 recurring is exactly equal to 1/3. But how do you prove that algebraically? Here's the method examiners want to see. Let x equal 0.3 recurring, then 10x equals 3.3 recurring, subtract the first equation from the second. 10x minus x equals 3.3 recurring minus 0.3 recurring. That gives 9x equals 3. Therefore, x equals 3 over 9, which simplifies to 1/3. The key step is choosing the right power of 10 to multiply by. You want to shift the decimal so the recurring part lines up and cancels out. If you have two recurring digits, multiply by 100. If you have one recurring digit, multiply by 10. Right, let's talk about how to pick up every mark available. Mistake number one, converting percentages to decimals incorrectly. This is the single most common error. 5% is not 0.5, it is 0.05. Think about it, 5% means 5 out of 100, which is 5, divided by 100, which is 0.05. If you write 0.5, you've actually written 50%. That's a 10 times error, and it will cost you marks every single time. Mistake number two, using the wrong multiplier for percentage change. If a question asks you to increase by 10%, the multiplier is 1.1, not 0.1. 0.1 would give you just 10% of the original, not the original, plus 10%. Always ask yourself, am I keeping the original? If yes, start from 1. Mistake number 3, not simplifying fractions. If your answer is 6 over 8, you must simplify to 3 over 4. Examiners will often withhold the final mark if the fraction is not in its simplest form. Mistake number 4, place value errors with decimals. When multiplying 0.3 by 0.4, candidates often write 1.2 instead of 0.12. Remember, multiplying two numbers each less than 1 gives a result smaller than either of them. Mistake number 5, not showing working. On a multi-step question worth 3 or more marks, if your final answer is wrong but your method is correct, you can still earn method marks, but only if your working is visible. Never do mental arithmetic for a multi-step problem. Write every step down. Okay, here's your quick-fire quiz. Try to answer each question before I give you the answer. Question 1. Convert 3/8 to a decimal and a percentage. Answer: 3 divided by 8 equals 0.375. As a percentage, that's 37.5%. Question 2. A price of £60 is increased by 15%. What is the new price? Answer: the multiplier is 1.15. 60 times 1.15 equals £69. Question 3. Write 0.4 recurring as a fraction in its simplest form. Answer: let x equal 0.4 recurring. 10x equals 4.4 recurring. 9x equals 4. X equals 4 over 9. Question 4. Put these in order from smallest to largest. 2/5, 0.42, 41%. Answer: 2/5 is 0.4, 41% is 0.41. Order 2/5, 41%, 0.42. Question 5. What is 2/3 of 90? Answer: 90 divided by 3 is 30. 30 times 2 is 60. Let's bring it all together. The three big things to take away from today are, first, FDP are three faces of the same value. Convert everything to the same form before comparing or ordering. Second, percentage multipliers are your most powerful tool. Increase means 1 plus the decimal. Decrease means 1 minus the decimal. For compound changes, raise the multiplier to the appropriate power. Third, show every step of your working. Method marks are there to be earned even when the final answer goes wrong. If you're on higher tier, make sure you're confident with the algebraic method for converting recurring decimals to fractions. It's a reliable source of marks that many candidates avoid because it looks intimidating. But as you've heard today, it's actually a very clean, logical process. That's it for today's episode on fractions, decimals, and percentages. You've got this. Keep practicing those conversions until they're automatic. And remember, every mark counts. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.